heard a word of affirmation come up, which will help us with the worship. As for us, we call to God, and the Lord saves us, evening, morning, and noon. Just had a sense very much the Lord was saying we should carry on worshiping him and carry on remembering that he saves us each and every day. Amen.
Microphone.
When Bob was singing, I really had a sense that the Lord was saying, I'm protecting you. You have experienced my protection. You have experienced it all during this time. Remember how I protect you. I still protect you. You are my people.
When Bob was giving his beautiful word, I had a sense of the love and mercy, the love and goodness of God just running after us as we were singing. It was just pursuing us, flowing after us, whether or not we were actually turned towards it or not. And I had a second image of the honey of sweetness coming, the sweetness of the love of Christ falling on us. And then the third image of the Holy Spirit, the rain of the Holy Spirit coming and coming where there's dryness and refreshing us and bringing us life again.
Just to confirm Psalm 31, which starts in you, Lord, I have taken refuge. I feel that we've taken refuge and protection of God has been upon us, and here we are.
To keep encouraging us in worship. As we heard that word about the Lord being our protection, the Lord wants to continue to remind us of who he is. So let's continue in worship. Katrine's got a word for us that encourages us even more in our worship time. And then let's also take some time as we re-enter into worship to just really expect the Lord to speak to us for our life together. I've already had a few words I think are meant for our life together in this new year. But let's just continue in a posture of worship, expecting the Lord to speak to us and encourage us and bless us. Katrine.
I just felt that the Lord was saying to us, don't think that it is your joy. It is my joy. You are feeling my joy because I'm so joyful, I'm so happy that you are together again, worshipping you. It is my joy you are feeling and you are expressing, and I thank you for it.
Close the worship time just by hearing a word from Em, so that I think is an invitation for all of us as we enter this new year. So, Bruce.
For a while now, for a couple of weeks at least, I've been hearing from the Lord about our love for one another, and it's been very strong. It felt like I've been swimming in a river of that word. And in our household this past week, we read from the first letter of John, which is about, to a great extent, our love for one another. But we did it because I felt that was something God wanted for us. You cannot separate love of God and love of one another. Jesus says they're the first commandment and the second commandment, but you cannot separate them. You can't love God and not love the members of his body. You cannot separate them. But the word that I most felt today specifically wasn't from the first letter of John, it's from 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 8. Above all, hold unfailing your love for one another, for love covers a multitude of sins. Above all, hold unfailing your love for one another. Love covers a multitude of sins.
My word is similar, actually. The passage that came to me was from 1 Corinthians 13. If I speak in the tongues of men or of angels, but do not have love, I'm only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. And he goes on. And I felt that what the Lord wants for us for this year is that our relationships are marked by love. So it's, yes, we can do great things, have great prayer meetings, hear the Lord, all these things. But actually, what the Lord wants for us is to really love one another. And in verse 4, it says, love is patience, love is kind, it does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud, it does not dishonor others, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoice in the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres.
I also had a sense that the Lord was reminding us that love for one another is at the heart of who we are as a community. And this passage is from Romans 13, verses 8 to 10, and basically what Paul is saying is loving one another is how we fulfill the commandments of God. Owe no one anything except to love one another, for he who loves his neighbor has fulfilled the law. The commandments: you shall not commit adultery, you shall not kill, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and any other commandment are summed up in this sentence: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to a neighbor, therefore love is the fulfilling of the law.
So let's just take a minute, each one of us where we are, just to hear those three words, all of which are really the Lord's word to us personally as well as corporately. We do a lot in our community. We worship together. We do lots of outreach work. We do lots of significant works for the Lord. Let's also look at putting on love for one another in this year ahead in a new way. The Lord's speaking to us about this area. So let's just ask the Lord for more grace, wedding in the tent pegs of our hearts to love one another more than we're able to do on our own. I'd just like us to finish this time of worship by hearing from Emzo. It's a word of invitation for the Lord that Emzo wants to share. It's also a word that Nathan and others have brought this afternoon as well. So let's give thanks as we hear this word from Emzo, and then we'll move on to the next part of our meeting. Emzo.
So the gospel reading in my church this morning was Jesus asking his disciples, "Who do you say that I am?" And for some reason, that really struck me this morning, just those words, "Who do you say I am?" And as I was reflecting on it more, this happened towards the middle of Jesus's ministry, so the apostles already saw Jesus work signs and wonders. Other people were talking about them. The apostles were probably talking amongst themselves also. Who is this guy? Who do we think he is? And then Jesus asks them. And I felt the Lord was asking me that question. Who do you say that I am? And just thinking about how the world is today, everyone probably has an opinion of who Jesus is. Everyone's heard who Jesus is, but then we've been given a gift from God through the Spirit to actually answer that question like the apostles did, that Jesus is the Son of God, he's the Messiah. And I felt challenged by that. I felt it was an invitation to really get to know Jesus more through the Spirit, soak in his words, reflect on what Jesus did and his actions. So I'm taking that as an encouragement for this year, for me personally, but I think also for the community to reflect more on Jesus.